Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists, just two people after work talking.
Today's topic? The hidden code we all speak at work, but nobody tells you about.
Let's get into it. Hey Leo, can I tell you something embarrassing?
Always.
Okay. My first year in the office, my colleague Kate said to me, let's circle back on this.
Mm-hmm.
I smiled and nodded. Professional smile. Professional nod. Then I went home, opened a dictionary, and looked up circle back. Circle. Noun. A round shape. Back. Adverb. To return. Circle back. So it means, walk in a circle and come back to where you started? That's what I thought. Like literally drawing a circle with your feet.
No. No, that's not what it means.
I know that now. But back then, I didn't. The next day, I went to Kate's desk and asked her, very seriously, when should I circle back? She said later this week. So I waited. Thursday came. I went to her desk. Kate, should we circle back now? She said, not yet. Friday, same. Monday, same. I circled back for an entire week.
Every day? You circled back every single day for a week?
Every single day. Hey, Kate, circling back. And she kept saying, not yet, or let me get back to you. After a week, I finally stopped, but I didn't understand why, and I felt stupid. Not because I don't know English, I passed all my English exams, but because I didn't know this one phrase. And nobody tells you these things.
That's actually a really good point. You know, my first week in the office, someone said, let's take this offline. I thought, take it offline? Like, turn off the computer? Go offline? I was so confused.
What did you do?
I asked, do you want me to turn off my laptop? And she looked at me like I was from another planet.
She looked at you like, what planet is this guy from?
Exactly. But here's the thing. We both speak English. We passed English exams. We can read a contract. But nobody told us that office English is a different language. It's not the English from textbooks. It's a code.
A code. Yes, that's exactly it. It's like everyone at work speaks in these little phrases and they all know what they mean, but nobody explains them. You're just supposed to absorb them.
And if you ask, you feel stupid. So you don't ask. You just smile and nod.
That's me. Smile and nod for a whole week. But recently, I started thinking about this differently. What if it's not a language problem? What if it's a cultural thing?
A cultural thing? Tell me more.
Well, I started watching how people use these phrases. Not what they say, but when they say them. Like, let me circle back. It always comes after someone brings up a topic that nobody wants to decide on right now. It's not about circling. It's about waiting.
We don't want to talk about this right now, but we don't want to say no.
Exactly. And take it offline. People say it when a topic is too detailed or a bit awkward for a group. It's not about going offline. It's about, I still want to talk about this, but not here, not now.
So the code is actually very gentle. It's a way of saying not now without actually saying not now.
Yes. And once I saw that, I stopped feeling confused. I started feeling like I was reading a map instead of trying to guess my way through a dark room.
Huh. I never thought of it that way. I always thought I just needed better English. More words, better grammar, more practice.
Me too. For years, I kept buying English courses thinking if I learn more words, I'll finally understand office conversations. But the problem wasn't the words. I knew the words. Circle, back, take, offline, base. The problem was I was trying to translate them literally, like a math equation. Circle plus back equals what?
Like a computer running the wrong program.
Exactly. I was running translate mode when I should have been running receive mode. Just receive the code. Don't overthink it.
Okay, I want to take this one step further. I think the problem isn't just about not knowing the phrases. Okay, I want to push back on something. Can I?
Please. I love it when you push back.
I don't think the problem is that our English is not good enough. I think the problem is that we're too serious.
Too serious? What do you mean?
We treat every phrase like it carries real information. Like it's a puzzle we need to solve. We try to decode it. But the truth is, most of these phrases are empty. They exist to keep the conversation warm, not to carry a message.
That's what I just said. It's a code.
No, you said it's a code, like a secret message, a puzzle to solve. But that's exactly the problem. You're treating it like something you need to figure out. That's not the right way to see it. A code with hidden messages, that's one kind of code. But this is a ritual. It's like saying bless you when someone sneezes. You're not actually blessing them. There's no hidden message. You're just doing a small social thing.
I see what you're saying. Give me an example.
I'll let you go. First time someone said that to you on a call, what did you think?
I sat there thinking, let me go? Go where? Am I being kept here? I waited for them to explain, but they just...
Yes, because I'll let you go doesn't actually mean you're being released. It's just a way to end the conversation.
That's all?
That's all. No one is letting you go anywhere. I'll let you go is not information. It doesn't have a hidden meaning. It's just the signal for we're done here.
Oh my God, that would have saved me so much anxiety in my first year.
Right? And once you know that, you stop feeling like you're faking it. You're not faking, you're just using the right code.
But I think that's exactly where the anxiety comes from. We think if we use the code, we're being fake. But what if the code is just a tool, like a different language setting on your phone? You're not being fake when you switch from Chinese to English on your keyboard. You're just using a different input method.
That's a great analogy. Your work mode is just one setting. Your friend mode is another. Your alone mode, like we talked about yesterday, is another. None of them is fake. They're all you.
That reminds me of yesterday. Yesterday, we talked about the moment when no one's watching, the real you without a script, without an audience.
I remember yesterday's episode, no audience, no script.
I think this is the opposite end of the same thing. Yesterday was about who you are when you don't have to perform. Today is about at work, we're all performing, and the code we use is part of that performance, and that's okay.
That's a really nice way to put it. It's not fake, it's just a different mode.
Exactly. You don't speak the same way to your mom, your best friend, and your boss. That's not fake, that's just being human, and office English is the code we use for the work mode.
So the secret is, stop trying to translate. Just receive.
Receive and respond in the same code. Let's circle back. Sure. Later this week, I'll let you go. Okay, thanks. Talk later. Let's take this offline. Okay, let me grab you after the meeting.
See, you're a native speaker of office English now.
I've been in the office for years. I should be. But the funny thing is, nobody taught me. I just absorbed it over time, one awkward conversation after another.
That's the thing. Everyone learns this code the hard way, one circle back misunderstanding at a time.
And that's why I wanted to do this episode, not to teach a list of phrases, but to say, if you've ever felt stupid at work because you didn't understand a phrase, you're not stupid. You just hadn't learned the code yet.
And now you have...
Well, some of it. I still don't know what boil the ocean means.
Pause. Don't worry. That one took me 4 years.
Speaking of codes, let's open up a few of them. Some office phrases that sound like one thing but mean another.
I like this. Let's do it.
Number one, circle back.
Circle back. Verb phrase. It means let's talk about this again later. Not actually walking in a circle. Example. I don't have an answer right now. Let me circle back to you after lunch.
I circle back for a whole week. Number two, Take it offline.
Take it offline. Verb phrase. It means let's discuss this after the meeting, not actually turning off your computer. Example. This is a bit detailed for this meeting. Let's take it offline.
Number three, touch base.
Touch base. Verb phrase. It means briefly check in with someone. No actual touching of a base. Example, let's touch base next week to see how the project is going.
So I can say let's touch base without touching anything?
Yes. Zero touching required. Just a quick check-in, usually 15 minutes or less.
Got it. Number four. Bandwidth.
Bandwidth. Noun. In the office, it means the capacity to take on more work, not your internet speed. Example, I'd love to help, but I don't have the bandwidth right now.
I remember the first time someone asked me, do you have bandwidth for this? I thought, does my internet plan cover it?
That's exactly what I thought too. Number five, low-hanging fruit. Low-hanging fruit. Noun phrase, it means the easiest task to complete first, not actual fruit on a tree. Example, let's start with the low-hanging fruit, the small fixes we can do today.
Number six, loop someone in.
Loop someone in. Verb phrase, it means include someone in the conversation, not making a loop. Example, can you loop Sarah in on this email thread? She needs to know.
Number seven. Table it.
Table it. Verb phrase. It means postpone the discussion for now. Not putting something on a table. Example, we're not ready to decide yet. Let's table this until next week.
Number eight. Get on the same page.
Get on the same page. Verb phrase. It means agree or have the same understanding. Not actually looking at the same piece of paper. Example, before we start, let's make sure we're on the same page about the deadline.
Number nine, ping me.
Ping me. Verb phrase, it means send me a quick message, not like a submarine sonar ping. Example, just ping me when you're ready and I'll come over.
Number 10, think outside the box.
Think outside the box. Verb phrase, it means think in a new creative way, no actual box involved. Example, we need to think outside the box on this one. The usual solution won't work.
10 phrases. All of them mean something different from what the words say, and every single one of them is used every day in offices around the world.
And nobody teaches you this in English class. Not one single textbook has circle back in it.
Exactly. English class teaches you, hello, how are you? I'm fine, thank you. And then you walk into an office and someone says, let's table this and circle back after we touch base offline. And you think, wait, I passed the exam. Why don't I understand?
Because the exam tested one kind of English. The office uses another.
So here's what I want to say to anyone listening. If you've ever felt stupid because you didn't understand a phrase at work, you're not stupid. You're just learning a second layer of the language. And that takes time. Be patient with yourself.
Now you know 10 of them. And the next time you hear one, just smile and nod. And then later, look it up. You'll learn the code one phrase at a time. All right. Real talk.
Okay.
Do you remember the first time you actually felt like you got the code? Like for real?
Yeah, actually, I do. It was about 2 years into my first job. A colleague said to me, let's grab a coffee sometime. And for the first time, I didn't think, when? Where? Do I put it in my calendar? I just smiled and said, sure, let me know.
And what happened?
Nothing. Nobody grabbed coffee. And I was okay with that. Because I finally understood, let's grab coffee sometime doesn't mean let's grab coffee. It means I like you, let's stay friendly.
And you didn't feel cheated?
No. That's the thing. I didn't feel lied to. I felt included. Like I was finally inside the joke. And the joke isn't mean. The joke is just, we all pretend a little so we can be nice to each other without it being a big deal.
So the real breakthrough wasn't learning the phrase, it was learning to trust the code.
Exactly, and that takes time. It took me 2 years to trust let's grab coffee sometime. It took me a week to stop circling back every day. But after that, something shifted. I stopped translating in my head. I just responded.
That's the moment.
That's the moment. And that's what I want for anyone listening. You don't need to know every phrase. You just need to know that there is a code. And once you know that, you can relax. You can stop worrying about every word.
Once you know the code, you stop translating.
You stop translating. And you just belong.
All right. I think that's a good place to end.
All right. That's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.